Every aspect of Florida citrus is under attack because of greening, but the industry has a long history of facing challenges and coming back. And that has sometimes been disease. It has sometimes been weather-related, whether we're talking about hurricanes or frosts. They've dealt with blight and canker. They've always found a way to come back. So we're very confident that that will happen again. We just don't know yet what that path out will be.
Are you losing growers?
We are losing growers, sadly, but we also have many who are testing a variety of methods to see what will work to protect their trees and to keep their trees as healthy as possible and productive as possible. And we have seen some shift over into to production of other commodities like peaches, for example. But where Florida has its greatest potential, I think, remains with citrus. We have a lot of competitive advantages with that crop that we don't have with others.
Your job is to market citrus, get people to drink
Yes.
Florida orange
Yes.
juice. Have you changed course? Are you doing anything different?
We're faced with a very interesting situation here because we are trying to sell more orange juice even though we know that the crop is continuing to shrink. Today was this year was a historic low. There's no reason to expect next year to be better. So we fully expect that there will be less Florida orange juice available next year. Having said that, we want consumers to continue to enjoy every drop that we produce. We remain far and away America's favorite fruit juice. What we need to do is make sure we keep that relationship strong with consumers. And we continue to focus a lot on the nutritional messaging attached to Florida citrus. I mean, tremendous nutritional value. It's one of the most nutrient-rich drinks you can consume, and it's natural.
How expensive is orange juice going to get then, since there's less of it? How expensive is it going to get for us?
Well, prices have been going up consistently since greening arrived. And in some cases, growers have seen their per acre cost triple as a result of greening. I think we're going to continue to see some upward pressure on those prices. I don't think it's going to price consumers out of the market. I absolutely don't. But it is going to remain important for us to keep emphasizing the message of the value that that beverage brings to the table.
At this point, I think a lot of people are worried about the survival of the citrus industry in Florida. But why should we care if it survives? Is it a false nostalgia? I mean, why can't we just use that land for tourism, condos, plant something else? You know, why is it so important that it survive?
Well, the Florida citrus industry has represented billions and billions of dollars in economic impact to the state of Florida and to specific communities throughout the citrus region, and tens of thousands of jobs. So there's an economic impact concern that all Floridians should care about. I also think there's a very important cultural component. We are nostalgic in many respects, but there's a good reason for that nostalgia, and there's a reason for Florida to care about preserving that signature crop. It's on our license plates for a reason. It's one of the things that visitors to the state look for when they cross the state line is that sip of orange juice, and it's an iconic element of our state's identity, and just replacing the jobs, just replacing the capital investments would not be the same as replacing that industry.